So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf explained the ruling of the Mishnah. The noig b'bokor b'tzayin ve'imas asun mizalzeh. Ma'isa behema applies to both cattle and sheep, but one cannot separate ma'isa behema from cattle onto sheep or from sheep onto cattle because they're different types. And b'kfasma ve'izimu mas'asun mizalzeh. Ma'isa behema applies to both sheep and goats, and one can separate ma'isa behema from sheep onto goats or from goats onto sheep because the pasuk states v'chol ma'isa b'bokor b'tzayin. Mashma kol tzayin echad, old tzayin, both sheep and goats are considered one type. Mishnah continues. B'chadash u'b'yashin ve'inu mes'as mezalzeh. Ma'isa behema applies to both animals born in the new year and in the previous year, but one cannot separate ma'isa behema from animals of the new year onto the old, or from the old onto the new. The Gemara explains that this is derived from the pasuk of ma'isa dog in the Parshas Re'eh, which states asa ta'asas kol tevua zaracha hayotze hasadash shana shana. The repetitious words asa ta'asa create a hekesh, comparing two types of ma'isas, i.e. ma'isa behema and ma'isa dogin, which teaches the following. Just as ma'isa dogin cannot be separated from produce of different years, so too ma'isa behema cannot be separated from animals of different years. However, although ma'isa dogin ema asrin mimin al she'en aminoi, one cannot separate ma'isa dogin from one type of produce onto another type of produce, nevertheless, a ma'isa behema b'kvasma ve'izim es asrin mizalzeh, one can separate ma'isa behema from sheep on the goats or vice versa, because we do not apply the hekesh from ma'isa dogin for this, because the pasuk concludes shana shana. The hekesh from ma'isa dogin applies only regarding chodesh v'yashin to be in the same year and not regarding min b'shein aminah. The Gemara now proceeds with a related Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. Ein tarmin mimin al she'ein aminah v'im tarm ein trumas u'truma. One cannot separate truma or ma'isa from one type of produce onto another type of produce, and if one did so, the truma is not affected. The Gemara cites the source from the following pasuk of Parshas Kairach regarding truma. Kol chaylev yitzer v'chol chaylev tirish v'dogen rishisim asher yitnu l'Hashem l'chol nesatim. The pasuk repeats the word chaylev separately for yitzer, olives, and for tirish, grapes. This teaches us that regarding tirish v'yitzer, ten chaylev l'zeh v'chaylev l'zeh, olives and grapes each require their own afrash, and one cannot separate from one on the other. However, this pasuk is not a source for tirish v'dogen, grapes and grain, and dogen v'dogen, two types of grain such as wheat and barley, because the pasuk mentions only one chaylev for both tirish and dogen. Therefore, tirish and dogin are derived through a kavochemer from the isur klaim as follows. According to the chacham hold dogin bedogin klaim zebezeh, there's an isur of kalay and zeroyim. The one may not sow wheat and barley together. The kavochemer is as follows. Umad tirish v'yitzur, she'in in klaim zebezeh, im esasim ezel zem, tirish v'dogin, dogin v'dogin, shim klaim zebezeh, in the din shle esasim ezel zeh. If tirish v'yitzur, which is kill, lenient in that there's no isur klaim for them. Nevertheless, one cannot separate truma from one on the other. Then tirish v'dogin and dogin v'dogin, which are chomer, stringent in that there's an isur klaim for them, certainly one cannot separate truma from one on the other. While according to Rabbi Yeshu, who holds ad sheyizru chito b'sa'ir b'chartzim b'mapeilus yad, there's only an isur of klai hakerem that one may not sow all three, wheat, barley, and grapes together, but there's no isur klai hakerem for tirish v'dogin, grapes and wheat, and there's no isur klai zron for dogin v'dogin, wheat and barley alone, but then the kavochem is as follows. Umat tirish v'yitzer, she'en klaim zebezeh falal yidei davar acher, emes asem ezel zeh, tirish v'dogin, dogin v'dogin, she'en klaim zebezeh al yidei davar acher, in the din shle esasem ezel zeh, if tirish v'yitzer, which is killing, that there's no esek klaim for them, even with a third type, nevertheless one cannot separate truma from one on the other, then for tirish v'dogin, and for dogin v'dogin, which are chamer, in that there is an esek klaim for all three of them together, certainly one cannot separate truma from one on the other. And regarding shnei mina ba'alma, ein term mezel zeh, two other types of produce, such as adashim, lentils, and poilin, beans, one cannot separate from one on the other, because their obligation is midrabanan. I called it tekinu rabanan, kein deraisa tekinu. Rabanan initiated that all the halachas of truma deraisa apply. The Gemara now compares and contrasts this halacha to our Mishnah's halacha regarding ma'isa behema. The above halacha applies to bakar b'tzayin, emes asna mezalzeh. Regarding cattle and sheep, one cannot separate ma'isa behema from one on the other, because the pasuk states, v'chol ma'isa bakar b'tzayin, ha'asiru yiyakodesh. We apply the word meiser to bakar and the word hasiri to tzayin, and this teaches regarding bakar b'tzayin, ten hasiri lezeh v'ten hasiri lezeh. Each type requires its meiser, and one cannot separate from one type on the other type. However, kvasim u'be'izim mesasim mezalzeh. Regarding sheep and goats, one can separate meiser behemah from one on the other because the word v'tzayin implies mashma kol tzayin echad, old tzayin, goats and sheep are considered one. The Gemara asks accordingly regarding the corresponding halacha of meiser dogin for dogin v'dogin, wheat and barley. One should be permitted to separate from one on the other for the same reason, because mashma kol dogin echad, all dogin should be considered one. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says that in the pasuk of ma'isa dogin, the word dogin is followed by the pluralized word reishisim, which implies ten reishis l'chol dogin v'dogin. Each type of grain requires its own ma'isa. Rava says that even without a pasuk, we know this because only regarding ma'isa behema we say mashma kol tzayin echad, because the pasuk should not have specified bakar b'tzayin, but rather used the more general term of ma'isa behema ha'asiri. And this alone would teach that ten asiri lezeh v'ten asiri lezeh. If so, why does the pasuk specify bakar b'tzayin? It must be to differentiate between the two. And only regarding bakar b'tzayin ain mesas mezelzeh, but regarding kfasim ve'izim mesas mezelzeh. However, regarding ma'isa dagan, we do not say mashma kol dagan echad because the pasuk needed to specify dagan lamu'ute sharminan to exclude that the chiv truma does not apply to other types of produce. And since we have no pasuk to differentiate between the two, therefore, even regarding dagan v'dagan, ein mas'asin mezelzeh. Tzak the Mishnah: ma'isa behema mitzdarav kamalei regel behema raya tezayin mil. A person who owns 10 animals is obligated to separate ma'isa behema, provided that all the animals are in close proximity in an area of up to 16 mil, in which they can be watched by one shepherd, because the pasuk states. They pass through for Ma'isa Behema only if one person can count the sheep. And the Chama says that the Shitzer Mil, Koshalta Be'ena Deraya, a shepherd can see up to a distance of 16 mil. The Mishnah continues, if there was a distance of 32 mil between the animals, they do not combine for Ma'isa Behema. However, if there were some animals in the center with 16 mil on each side, all the animals combined for Ma'isa Behema. The Gemara says some machlekes regarding kama be'emtza. How many animals are required in the center? Rav says chamish mekan, v'chamish mekan, v'chamish me'emtza. Tahani chamish chaz l'hacha, v'chaz l'hacha. If there are five animals on either side and five animals in the center, only then are they mitzdarf, because there must be a sheer meiser from each side alone. While Shmuel says afel chamish mekan, v'chamish mekan, v'echad be'emtza. Even if there are five animals on either side and only one animal in the center, they're mitzdarf, because chazinu l'rayi command the koy hacha, v'karina be'mayna. Since the shepherd comes to tend to the sheep in the middle from time to time, he combines it with the other sheep on both sides. Rav Papa adds, according to Shmuel, afilu rayi mitzarfim, afilu kalev shel rayi mitzarfim. Even if there were no animals in the center, but rather the shepherd or his utensils were in the center, the animals from the two sides are mitzarf, because as Rashi explains, hal v'seifu derayi l'mezel hasam u'mishka le'karina ve'mayna. Since the shepherd will eventually go to the center to retrieve his utensils, he's able to count the two sides.